International donors meeting in Tokyo have pledged $3 billion towards the reconstruction of Afghanistan, which has been devastated by more than two decades of war. Addressing the conference, the head of Afghanistan's interim government, Hamid Karzai, pleaded for help in rebuilding Afghanistan.
I stand before you today as the citizen of a country that has had nothing but disaster, war, brutality, and deprivation against its people for so many years.
Afghanistan's interim Prime Minister Hamid Karzai, NPR's Eric Weiner is in Tokyo. $3 billion, Eric, is that enough?
Well, Bob, not according to the United Nations. It estimates that Afghanistan will need three times the amount pledged so far, some $10 billion over the next 5 years. Now, that is a lot of money by any measure, but this is not exactly the typical fundraising effort. Afghanistan is a country starting from scratch, a startup country, in fact, is what Secretary of State Colin Powell has called it. It lacks even the basics, the kind of things that most people around the world take for granted, things like decent roads, electricity, health care, education. Afghanistan doesn't have any of these things. What it does have is some 8 million landmines and more than 6 million refugees. In short, a lot of problems that require a lot of money in order to solve them.
What's the U.S. contributing towards the reconstruction?
Quite a lot of money, actually. Today, Secretary Powell announced that the U.S. will contribute $300 million. That's in the first year alone towards Afghan reconstruction. And that's in addition to the $400 million in humanitarian aid already pledged by President Bush last fall. And Secretary Powell today, when he was addressing Hamid Karzai, who's the new prime minister of Afghanistan, said, quote, "The American people are with you for the long term." Now, Powell made it clear that this aid is not just a matter of American altruism. He said that the U.S. and other nations have a vested interest in seeing that Afghanistan does not become a failed state again and does not become a breeding ground for radical regimes like the Taliban or a safe haven for terrorist groups like Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network.
And other countries, what are they giving?
Also a lot of money. The European Union is donating some $500 million. Saudi Arabia, $200 million. That's quite interesting, considering that until recently, Saudi Arabia was one of just a handful of nations in the world that recognized the Taliban regime. And Japan, host of the conference, is also one of the biggest donors, $500 million. In fact, Japan's Prime Minister, Junichiro Koizumi, has compared Afghanistan today to Japan in 1945 after its defeat in World War II. Koizumi said the international community at that time rallied to Japan's aid, helped rebuild the country, and he said it should do the same now for Afghanistan.
Afghanistan has no functioning institutions. How is it going to administer this money?
That's a very good question. It's what people in the international community talk about, absorption capacity. And what that means is simply, can this country that's been devastated by more than two decades of war absorb all of this money in such a short period of time? There's no central bank. There's no viable currency, really. The Afghani is counterfeited so many times that no one really believes it when they receive one of them. And there's also the question of the C word, corruption. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, who's here in Tokyo for the conference, raised this issue in a briefing with reporters. He said that donors are worried about, in his words, getting good value for their money. And he said just because Afghanistan is starting from scratch doesn't mean we ought to look the other way. So there is this concern about transparency. And the new prime minister of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, did address this, and he promised transparency and accountability. He even promised to hire a legitimate accounting firm to check and make sure that the money is going where it should go. So clearly, Karzai, at least, is well aware that if all of this money is wasted or just sort of disappears somewhere into the Afghan countryside, that the international donors, the people meeting here in Tokyo this week, may not be so generous next time around.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.